This is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
Thanks for being with us on The Takeaway today. I'm Todd Zwillick, and let's go to California now, where as of yesterday, recreational non-medical marijuana is now legal for the first time. The new law in California means that some people previously convicted of marijuana offenses could have their sentences cut or their records cleared entirely. Hundreds of thousands of people across the state could be eligible. Summer Steffen is the San Diego County District Attorney. She joins me now on what the new law means for people with prior marijuana convictions and what's now allowed in California.
They can possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana or up to 8 grams of marijuana concentrates. They can also share it, and they can grow up to 6 plants that are out of public view. Buying and selling is a misdemeanor crime unless you're regulated, like in a dispensary, and you've gotten your proper licenses so that folks can have the safe access that was intended by the act.
Now, another aspect of this legal change, Summer Steffen, is retroactive expungement. Some people call it restorative justice. Thousands of people across California with prior marijuana convictions who might be able to have those convictions overturned. Who are those people?
In San Diego County, our office has one of the most sophisticated tracking of conviction systems. We took a jump start and created a list. So San Diego is a little ahead of other regions in that we have about 650 defendants that have now received some sort of restorative justice, where if we're looking at them as if they had committed the offense currently, because the law allows retroactive application. We've kind of made their convictions misdemeanors and cleared their records otherwise as the law gives authority. We have about 50 individuals that were actually in custody. With some, there would be probation. With others, it was basically just get out of jail and no other consequences.
Good news for them. Could you describe one example, maybe what kind of person who was an offender before under the law might find their record expunged now? I don't know, somebody who might have sold a pound or two of marijuana, might have caught a felony a couple of years ago, now can find that they're free to go.
We had a young 23-year-old who sold to undercover police officers about $300 worth of marijuana. So with him, his felony record was reduced to a misdemeanor. In his case, it was really good news because he had no other convictions. And so hopefully this will help him get a job and be able to vote, other things that folks without felony records would have. Other kind of a little more extreme cases really qualify under this law. For example, and I'm not sure the citizens wanted this to qualify, but somebody who transported about 250 pounds worth of marijuana. So that's quite substantial. But under the law, they were allowed to reduce that felony conviction to a misdemeanor.
A legal change, and I know your job is to help enforce the law that's supposed to keep small-time recreational users out of the criminal justice system, is now applying to somebody who is transporting 250 pounds. It sounds like, you know, from your experience, that person might not be casual.
That is a lot of pounds of marijuana, but, you know, we are supposed to execute the will of the people while trying to maintain public safety. So wherever people are eligible to benefit under the law, then we do that. You know, we've set a really good example of being able to give the people what they wanted and do it expeditiously, not drag our feet, because that's not what ethical prosecutors need to be doing.
And do you suspect that other counties, other regions in California are as far ahead as you are? I can imagine there might still be thousands of people going about their lives in your state who either weren't aware of this change or don't know how to access the benefits.
I think there probably are. We're looking at in San Diego County about another 6,000 that we're going to work through their convictions, but fortunately none that are facing immediate consequences in terms of being in prison or jail.
You and your office worked hard to put away some of these people, not just because of the law, but because I assume you felt like they had to go away or they had to be convicted. The law has changed, but do you have any misgivings about some of the people who will either be set free or who will have their records reduced because California has changed the law here?
It's a little bit relative for us because San Diego is such a progressive county. We are one of the safest urban counties anywhere in the United States. We embraced all sorts of reentry and restorative justice programs ahead of this proposition. So it's not a shocking change for us, but there are certain things that we have to keep an eye on. You know, we are one of the largest border entry gateways. So we have, you know, Mexico as our neighbor, and there are some very, very active drug cartels that bring marijuana and other drugs, fentanyl lately, into our county. So what we want to make sure is that the goal of this proposition is to make sure that there is less of a black market. So we have a big job to do in terms of public safety, but we're prepared to protect our community as best as we can while providing the full intent of the law.
Summer Steffen, District Attorney in San Diego County. Thank you so much.
Thank you.